Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to a happier, more fulfilling life. Ever feel like you're running on an endless treadmill of to-dos, deadlines, and expectations? You know that feeling when you trip up, stumble, or just plain mess things up, and the inner critic starts blasting away? Well, today we're diving into something truly powerful, self-compassion. It's not about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend. Think about it. When your bestie is going through a rough patch, what do? You listen without judgment, offer words of encouragement, maybe even share a slice of their favorite cake. Hey, I'm not saying that's always a bad idea. You get it, right? That's exactly the kind of care and understanding we need to extend to ourselves. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate more self-compassion in your daily life. 1. Recognize your inner critic. That voice in your head whispering doubts, negativity, and harsh judgments? Yeah, that's your inner critic. It's often learned behavior from past experiences or societal pressures. The first step to taming this beast is acknowledging its presence. Don't beat yourself up for having it, just recognize it for what it is, a noisy chatterbox that doesn't always have your best interests at heart. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how you spiral into negative thoughts when you get caught up in the day-to-day hustle? Mindfulness helps us step back from those automatic thought patterns and observe them without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on life's chaos. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, or appreciate the little things around you. This can help create a space of calm amidst the storm. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. Okay, so you've identified those critical thoughts, now what? It's time to challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Would I say this to a friend? Often we realize our negative thoughts are exaggerated or simply untrue. By questioning them, we can start to break free from their grip. 4. Treat yourself with kindness. This one seems obvious, but it's often the hardest to implement. Think about how you would treat a loved one who's struggling. Would you berate them? No. You'd offer words of encouragement, support, and maybe even a warm hug, if they're into that kind of thing. Do the same for yourself. Acknowledge your efforts. Celebrate your wins, big or small, and forgive yourself for your mistakes. 5. Practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on what we have can shift our perspective dramatically. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, a delicious cup of coffee, or even just a sunny day. Cultivating gratitude can boost happiness and create a more positive outlook. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're prepping for a big presentation at work. You've put in hours of practice, but as the time approaches, those butterflies start fluttering. Your inner critic chimes in with doubts. What if I mess up? What if people laugh? It's normal to feel anxious, right? But instead of letting those thoughts spiral out of control, you remember what we talked about today. You take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, even the most successful CEOs, and focus on your preparation. You visualize success and remind yourself that you've got this. So there you have it. Practicing self-compassion isn't about being perfect. It's about treating yourself with kindness, understanding, and support, just like you would a cherished friend. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself and celebrate every step in the right direction. Remember, you deserve to be treated with love and compassion, starting with yourself. Take action today. Start by identifying your inner critic, practicing mindfulness, challenging negative thoughts, and treating yourself with kindness. You got this. Don't forget to share your experiences and insights with us on social media. Let's build a community of support and inspire each other to live more fulfilling lives. Catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.